another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Sure, Mr. Ronald, hadn't I better make you a cup of chocolate?
No, thanks, Mrs. Bland. Father's working rather late tonight, isn't he?
In that stuffy old library, too. Suspect I'd better pour in a little extra for that butler of yours, Mr. Bowling.
Now, Mrs. Bland. Well, you say that makes one think...
Why, what's that?
Oh, sounded like a truck backfiring out of the road.
Oh, no, Mr. Ronald. It was in this house.
A gunshot? Mrs. Bland, come on.
Mr. Ronald, look. There on the floor.
Why, it's Bowling. He's unconscious. Mrs. Bland, turn on the lights. Bowling, old man. Bowling.
Why, he's being struck on the head, Mr. Ronald. Look.
Someone hit me from behind. Mr. Ronald, your father in the library.
Mr. Ronald, quick.
Oh, Mrs. Bland.
Your father. Fallen forward on his desk. Mr. Ronald, is he?
Yes. He's dead. Mrs. Bland, call the police. This is murder. Tell the inspector whatever he wants to know, Bowling. We've got to find out who murdered my father.
Yes, sir. Well, I was locking the front door when I first heard the voices from the library. I was surprised because I didn't know Mr. Sweeting had a visitor, but just as I approached the library door...
Yeah, go on, Mr. Bowling.
Well, sir... I heard the shot. For a moment, I was confused. Then I opened the door, and Mr. Sweeting was lying forward over his desk, a bullet wound in his temple. I saw a piece of paper caught in his hand, sir, and then a tingling sensation of fear flashed up my spine. I knew I wasn't alone, sir. I didn't see anyone, but I realized the murderer was there, and it flashed through my mind that he was waiting till he could get hold of that piece of paper.
Did you take it, Bowling?
I did, sir. That is, I slipped it into a book that was on the desk.
But there's no book here on the desk.
He must have taken it after all. I even remember the title of the book, sir. It was The Widow's Walk, and I slipped the paper between pages 77 and 78. But just as I did...
Yes?
The murderer darted out the door behind me. I whirled and ran after him. The next thing I knew, something struck me over the head.
No, Bowling, you're wrong. Hold out your hands. I arrest you for the murder of your employer, Mr. Sweeting.
What was the one clue that told the inspector Bowling was the guilty man? In just a moment, you'll hear the inspector explain. But first... If your talent for detecting is as good as the inspector's.
But how did you know Bowling killed my father, Inspector?
He didn't say anything, far as I can see.
Yes, he did, Mrs. Bland. Striking himself on the head was almost enough to make the whole thing plausible. But he said one thing that told me he was lying. You see, it's impossible to insert anything between pages 77 and 78 in a book, because odd-numbered pages are always on the right, even ones on the left. 77 and 78 are actually the same sheet. It just can't be done.